Paul Moya. I'm a student at the University of Notre Dame.
And Paul, you served as the PASH National FFA president just last year. And while you're extremely busy during your year of service, what have you been up to since you retired?
Yeah, well, the year of service is incredibly busy. It's a whirlwind that was an extreme blessing in my life. But since I retired as the National FFA president, I have been back at school at the University of Notre Dame, where I'm studying business finance. And I've also been doing some service trips abroad. This past summer, I spent the summer working at an orphanage teaching youth about agriculture in Honduras. So I got to travel abroad as well. And then since the summer, I've just been back in school and trying to get graduated one of these days.
And recently you launched a brand new website. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So since National FFA Office, I've had a lot of requests for speaking opportunities throughout the country. One of my favorite things as a national officer was getting the opportunity to speak to thousands of students across the country and hopefully inspire them to not only go after the things that they want in their life, but also to make a change in the world. I remember when I was an FFA member, I was so inspired by these national and state officers, and I continue to tell myself that I wanted to do that for somebody one day. So the year as a national officer, I got to do that, but I didn't want it to end there. And so since that time, I've continued to speak, but here recently I just launched a new website that allows me to connect with audiences involved with FFA, but also outside of the FFA as well, so I can continue to hopefully inspire more students around the country.
So would you say that the skills you learned while in the FFA that other FFA members have the opportunity to take advantage of are helping you create a future for yourself?
Oh, in so many ways, the answer is yes. I remember my first speech contest when I was a freshman in high school, and nervous as could be, and I just think back to that moment, and it's crazy to me that that moment helped me get a start on something that who knows where it'll take me in this world. The skills and the lessons that I learned from my ag teachers in the classroom and in speech contests really helped me to gain confidence as I speak in front of others, but also just gave me a platform of solid skills that hopefully now I will take into the next few years of my life and maybe beyond that as well.
So what advice would you give to students?
Go for what you want. Don't settle in this world. So often I think youth in America are surrounded by things that tell them what they can't do, rather than them focusing on what they can do. And I'm a big believer in the fact that you can do anything you want. So set your sights high. Don't aim for what's in reach, but go for the things that you wake up in the morning thinking about, or the things that if you knew you wouldn't fail, what's that one thing that you would go for, and go for that.
What would students experience if you came and spoke to an event, and how would they be able to contact you if they're interested in this?
First and foremost, the website is www.paulmoya.com. There, both students and educators as well as event planners can contact me about potential speaking opportunities at their conference, high school, middle school, or any other leadership event that they'll have. And I have a few different speeches that I do. One of those is focused more on students making a positive change in the world. One of those is focused on students believing in themselves and going for the things that they really want. And recently I've been getting some requests to kind of combine the two, and so that's my third message, is inspiring students to go for the things they really want most in life and to also be inspired to change the world around them. So I've kind of combined that into one message that hopefully will send students home with the thought that they can achieve anything they want in the world, and at the same time, remembering to be humble, to serve those around them, and to use their own skills and their own talents to make a positive difference in the world.
All right, Paul, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I just simply want to close out with restating the fact that FFA has changed my life. It has helped me get to where I am today and has taught me the skills needed to succeed in school and college, as well as hopefully in the workforce one day, and the skills that I and the lessons that I learned while wearing that blue jacket, although I don't wear it anymore, will continue to make my life change for the better.